GOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
No matter what you've done, no matter how bad you think it is, this is the significance of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why he says people are dying for taking communion in the wrong way. Because you don't recognize the power of the blood. It causes an almighty God to forget everything you've ever done. That's why we take it serious. That's why we take it serious. There's more there than meets the eye. Okay. Number two, as a result of your confession of faith, you are free from bondage. Free from bondage. BC, that is before Christ, we were in bondage to sin because we had no power over sin to conquer it. But now the Bible says in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You've got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, and you can say no to sin now, whereas you couldn't before. Now you've got the strength over the power over sin. Also, Romans 5:17, God be thanked that though you used to be a slave of sin, yet you obeyed from your heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. You're chained to it. You're chained to it. Instead of being chained to sin like a dog following you around wherever you had no choice, it followed you around wherever you went. Now you're chained to righteousness. Now you can't help but do good and good things. Now you can't help but go out and fill up that basket out there for school teachers. Now you can't help but pay and supply Bibles for people that don't know God that are in group number one. You can't help to put money there from what he needs it. You can't help it. You're chained to it. James says, I'll show you my faith by my works. Right? I'll show you my faith by my works. By what I'm doing for you. You can't help it. You're chained to it. That's what you're chained to now. Righteousness. Again, that's Romans 5:17 and 18. As a result of your confession of faith, you, number three, you have peace. Peace. Have you been searching for peace your entire life, it seems? Odds are up until now you've been searching in all the wrong places, because peace can't happen by a meeting or satisfying a carnal or worldly need. Peace comes from being right with God. I quoted it earlier, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. You've got peace because you and God are buds now. Though we bow a knee and call him God, you've been reconciled back to him. God said these people were friends of his. He said Abraham was his friend. So are you. So are you. There still is a way to fear God and still be his friend. Right? Having been justified by faith, we have peace. Again, down comes the gavel. God declares over your living soul, not guilty. And not only that, but this one too. Imagine Jesus saying this to you, that you and I are reconciled and you can come now and sit on my throne. Bring it on. Oh, I don't know about that. I'd be a little intimidated to do that. What do you think? Who's ready to leave today to go sit on Jesus' throne? Larry, you first. You want to go? I'll tell you what, I'll follow after you. The last will be first. The first, the last. I'm first. I'll be last. I'd be a little intimidated to do that. I don't have that written down, that verse, but it's, he who overcomes and perseveres to the end, I will grant. Meaning he's going to say to you, come on over. I will grant to him and her to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my heavenly Father on his throne. That's a promise for all of you today by crossing the finish line in faith. You'll sit on Jesus' throne. Hallelujah. That beats any election, any day of the week. Right? Set your mind above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Put God first, is my message today. Praise him. Put him first with what you do. You and I are reconciled. And let me say, you can't buy that. And no government can give it to you. No government can take it from someone that's got more and give it to you. You can't get it any other way except through being right with God. And that comes through having your sins obliterated by the blood of Christ. And that comes by faith, by golly. Faith, and faith alone. Then when you have peace with God, then you have peace with God and inner peace. Then you're no longer an enemy, but a friend of God. Then God is on your side. Then God is for you, not against you. Then, like the psalmist wrote, you can leap over a mountain. As a result of your confession of faith, you, number four, you have joy. We've seen a lot of that exhibited here this morning. I didn't say happy, but joy. Well, there's a difference. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all the details of my life. The quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right. And the determined choice to praise God in every situation. That's how you praise him in the prison bars, in jail, or when you're sick, you praise God, right? Do you have this? Do you want this? It's yours for the taking. All you got to do is receive Jesus Christ. Unspeakable joy you hear about people singing about. See, if they've got something that you don't have, I encourage you, take that for yourself. While it's still today, you can do that. Joy is a permanent possession. While happiness is fleeting, joy remains through it all. One other thing I read about joy. Joy in the biblical context is not an emotion. There's a big difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is an emotion and temporary. Joy is an attitude of the heart. And let me add, joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit as well. If you've got the Holy Spirit in you, you will have joy. He produces it in you. I got one more on my list this morning. As a result of your confession of faith, number five, you have a future. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those that love him. As a result of your confession of faith, you now have a future. An incredible, awesome future that man cannot describe. 2 Corinthians 4:17, it says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Think about this. Listen to this verse. For our light affliction, what is it for you? Are you sick? Are you alone? Are you suffering with something? Let the Holy Spirit minister to you this morning. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. I close with this, a glimpse of your future. Revelation 22:1. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They will see his face. His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We've got a picture of two kinds of people, a before and after. Let me encourage you, choose Christ. Receive life. Receive eternal life. And all the benefits that goes along with that. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This
yes,
is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it
this day.
Yes.
It's an exciting Monday morning. It's feeling good outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the weather's starting to change a bit, and it's feeling good. We appreciate that cool breeze that's coming in.
Oh, yes.
We're getting close to Thanksgiving. Next week will be Thanksgiving, so we want to invite anyone who would like to come out on Thanksgiving Day at 2 p.m. to 1046 Dixon Boulevard for the second